Our Bible reading this morning, we have Psalm 104. We've two readers. The names on the sheet, you probably will guess, particularly when it comes to the second one, are not correct. So this is Matt, and he's going to read the first part of our psalm, and then Jane is going to read the second part.
Trees of the Lord are watered abundantly. The cedars of Lebanon that he planted. In them the birds build their nests. The stork has her home in the fir trees. The high mountains are for the wild goats. The rocks are a refuge for the rock badgers. He made the moon to mark the seasons. The sun knows its time for setting. You make darkness and it is night. When all the beasts of the forest creep about. The young lions roar for their prey, seeking their food from God. When the sun rises, they steal away and lie down in their dens. Man goes out to his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom have you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
Beginning at verse 25. Here is the sea, great and wide.
It teems with creatures innumerable, living things both small and great. There go the ships and Leviathan, which you formed to play in it. These all look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. When you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. Who looks on the earth and it trembles? Who touches the mountains and they smoke? This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Well, thank you very much to our two readers. Let's pray as we turn to God's word. Heavenly Father, we cannot understand these words in the Bible. We cannot be fed and provided for by them unless you help us. So please would you do that now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, good morning, everyone. It's really great to be with you on this lovely day. And what a wonderful psalm we have to dwell on in these few minutes that we have together. We've just heard in that Bible reading about how God makes the world and fills it with all kinds of life. And he not only makes it, he then sustains it and provides for it. He provides, we've heard in that little section, water for trees, homes for animals, prey for lions, and food for all the creatures that live in the deep. But one particular way the psalm points out God's care for creation and his provision for all of the food for all the creatures is in verse 27. And that's where we're going to spend our time. So let me just read it very quickly again. These all look to you to give them their food at their proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to the dust. When you send your spirit, they are created and you renew the face of the earth. So we heard there, didn't we? God's providing for everything that he's made. Now, I'm going to need two volunteers, and I think I would like two adult volunteers from one baptism party and two adult volunteers from the other. So who's going to be brave? Come on, guys. Everyone's very shy. No one was shy a minute ago. All right, so we've got one. Marvellous. We're not going to get any further in this talk unless I have two volunteers from each people. So great. So one and two, perfect. And two from over, one. And two, perfect. That is going to work brilliantly. Thank you very much. So So come up and stand in two pairs here and here, if you would. Now, as I've been saying, we were talking about the way that God makes the world and provides for it. And in the psalm, that's about food, right? Particularly, that's the example it gives of the way that God provides for everything he's made. So I've got some food here. And what we're going to do is we're going to have a go at making and providing. So you are going to be... let me think about this. You are going to be the maker. And you are going to be the provider. So I'm going to give you these two potatoes to hold. All will become clear. Do not worry. And you are going to be the maker. And you are going to be the provider. So I'm going to give you these two potatoes to hold. So stand facing the congregation, if you would. So I've got some potatoes. And I've just been digging around in my kitchen. I've also got a whole bunch of apples. And what I want the maker to do is to try and balance two apples on top of the potatoes held by the provider. Okay? So, if you're the provider, hold your potatoes nice and close together. And if you're the maker, I would like you to try and balance two apples on top of the provider's potatoes. You understand? Understand what we're doing? There's three here, so you've got plenty to try with. Or just see if you can get two balanced up there. Let's see how we go. There's an anticipation among the congregation. People eager to see whether this will work or not. Okay, well, hey. Right, subtle applause so we don't knock them off, because the makers have done their work, but the sustainers still have their work to do. Now, well done, makers. You guys who are the sustainers, is this easy, or does it take care and attention to kind of continue to hold?
A bit of attention.
If your attention was just to disappear, things would probably go quite wrong quite quickly, wouldn't they? And this is why it's important that the psalm tells us not only that God makes things, but that he provides for them. Because he's providing for things minute by minute. And if it were the case that suddenly he was to lose focus... I'm sorry, that was really mean. Well done, though. Very well done. Well done. Right, we'll put the things down. Go take a seat. Thank you very much for helping me. So this is the point, isn't it? God gives his focus and attention to us all the time. Every moment by moment, every heartbeat by heartbeat, every breath by breath, God is caring for us and providing for us because he's made us. Go and take a seat, guys. Thank you. Thank you very much. Big round of applause. One of the fun things I get to do every week is I go and take some assemblies in some of the local schools here in Wargrave. And this week I was chatting to one of the groups of children, and we were talking about the things we can do that can hurt our relationship with God. And I was saying the Bible tells us one of the things we can do that really hurts our relationship with God is that we can ignore him. And wonderfully, being with children, have all the best questions. So one little boy put his hand up and said, I sort of understand that, but God is invisible. So how can he really hold us accountable for ignoring him if we can't see him? It's a very good question, right? It's a very good question indeed. And the reason I know it's a good question is it's a question the Bible answers in a lot of detail. So clearly the Bible thinks it's a good question that we need an answer to. And in the Bible, it says there are two ways we can know that God is there. Two books, two opportunities to find out about God. One is the Bible itself. That's where we get our full and complete and clear picture of God. But the other one is nature. And that's what we have in that psalm. We've got the psalmist looking at nature and saying, what is it I can find out about God there? And those are the two things we find out, that he makes everything and that he holds it up. Now, if you like me, live in the West in the 21st century, I think most of us are very tempted to think the world is a bit like my watch. We think the world is a bit like a watch. It's a mechanism. It's got systems and processes. And even if God did make it, possibly, back in the past, he made it in such a way that it's got all these little parts, and you wind it up, and you let it go. And it just goes on its own merry way. But that's not the picture the Bible gives of the world at all. The world isn't some big mechanistic process like my watch. No, the Bible says, the world is much more like a garden. A garden where God is the gardener, where he's constantly caring for and providing for and maintaining and upholding everything that he's made, and everything that he's made includes me, and it includes all of you. So here's the takeaway, just from our little time together now. If God is giving us all of his attention, all of the time, always providing for us, always upholding us, always caring for us, moment by moment, breath by breath, heartbeat by heartbeat, wouldn't it be a terrible thing if we were ignoring him? Wouldn't that be really, really sad and really, really bad? When God shows us so much kindness, so much generosity, moment by moment, and we paid him no attention at all. Who here likes to watch nature documentaries? Hands up if you like Planet Earth and BBC nature documentaries and all those kind of things. Loads of people. Who enjoys walks in the countryside or the mountains or being in the outdoors generally? All kinds of people, all sorts of hands up. We do, don't we? We love God's world. We love the creation we find ourselves in. Wouldn't it be awful if in enjoying that wonderful creation, we ignored the one who made it and the one who upholds it? One final thing and I'll close. The Bible tells us that the God who made and the God who upholds the world is the God we find in the person of Jesus Christ. So ignoring God is ignoring Jesus Christ. And ignoring Jesus Christ is ignoring God. So if you're here today and you've been inspired by these two baptisms, these two people whose families on their behalf have committed them as followers of Jesus Christ, can I say, finding out about Jesus Christ is the most important thing you could ever do. Let me pray as we finish. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you made and that you uphold and sustain the world, moment by moment, breath by breath, heartbeat by heartbeat. Please help us not to be those who ignore you. In Jesus' name, amen.